Elena Abelli lives in a world of beautiful illusions. Her family's mansion gleams with Italian marble and crystal chandeliers, but she can't shake the feeling that if she peeled back the expensive wallpaper, the walls would bleed red beneath. As the youngest daughter of notorious mob boss Salvatore Abelli, she's the sweet Abelli, protected, cherished, and suffocating under the weight of expectations. Then Nicholas Russo walks into her life. Already engaged to her older sister Adriana, he carries a reputation that makes hardened criminals nervous. Their first meeting crackles with forbidden electricity, a dangerous connection neither can deny. When a poolside lunch erupts into violence and Nicholas eliminates his own cousin for threatening Elena, the stage is set for a passion that could destroy two families. Blood spatters across Elena's face, yet when her father commands everyone to resume lunch, she does exactly as told, delicately eating tiramisu while a corpse cools at her feet. This surreal moment perfectly captures her existence, outwardly obedient while inwardly drawn to the most dangerous element in her world. What happens when the perfect daughter falls for the wrong man? When family loyalty collides with forbidden desire? The answers lie in the delicate dance between obligation and choice, between the appearance of control and the chaos of true passion. Everything changes when Adriana reveals her pregnancy by another man, shattering her engagement to Nicholas. Within hours, Elena is summoned to her father's office, where he delivers an ultimatum. She must marry Nicholas in her sister's place. Her protests are met with a final, "It is done," crushing any hope of resistance. Elena finds herself relocating to Nicholas's modest brick home in the Bronx. He immediately establishes boundaries that blend protection with control, using his treadmill instead of running outside, abandoning her dance studio, and submitting to his oversight of her movements. Their attraction intensifies during a tense car ride when Elena must prove a stage kiss was platonic by kissing Nicholas. What begins as a challenge quickly escalates, creating such electric tension that Nicholas stops for gas, needing space. Later, when a cashier harasses Elena, Nicholas's rage erupts. He douses the station with gasoline before flicking a lit cigarette, watching flames engulf everything as they drive away. Through these moments, his warning in the library, her deliberate provocation in tiny shorts, his fingers gripping her ponytail, they inch toward the inevitable, despite every reason they should stay apart. Elena and Nicholas both harbor dark pasts. Elena wears a cheap purple jeweled ring, a memento of a carnival worker killed because of her. This token haunts her and irritates Nicholas, who sees it as another man's claim on her. Nicholas was shaped by a brutal upbringing, a father who physically disciplined impulsivity and a Cosa Nostra influence that made him volatile as gunpowder near flame. His mother tried teaching him to respect women through her own suffering, but watching her battered on the floor negated those lessons. Their relationship faces its greatest test when Elena discovers Nicholas murdered Oscar Perez, her father's original choice for her husband. When confronted, Nicholas simply states, "Because you were mine." This revelation forces Elena to question everything about him and their relationship. Even after marriage, secrets persist. When Elena disappears one day, Nicholas assumes betrayal, but she's actually using money from his account to help the mother of someone her family killed, an act of atonement. His initial fury at her deception eventually yields to understanding when she explains, marking a pivotal moment where they begin building a relationship based on acceptance rather than illusion. What begins as a calculated business arrangement gradually transforms into something neither expected. After their courthouse wedding, Nicholas takes a rare break from work, spending a week teaching Elena card tricks, sharing family recipes, and revealing a surprisingly gentle side. Elena notices something fragile and warm developing between them that defies her expectations. Their physical relationship evolves deliberately. Elena maintains emotional distance while Nicholas shows unexpected restraint. When Elena initiates their first real kiss, Nicholas's annoyance reveals his vulnerability. He had been waiting for her to choose him. Their subsequent intimacy balances passion with tenderness, as Elena discovers submission can be a form of power, while Nicholas finds his typically destructive tendencies transformed into protectiveness. The transformation culminates when Nicholas arranges an elaborate surprise after their church wedding, a vintage carousel that honors Elena's childhood music box and bittersweet carnival memories. As warm rain creates an almost mystical atmosphere, he simply confesses his love. Their evolution is marked by pivotal choices, Elena defying her father to stand with Nicholas, and Nicholas choosing forgiveness when he discovers her financial deception. These decisions transform them from strategic partners to devoted lovers. In a world dominated by family obligation and mafia politics, Elena and Nicholas discover the transformative power of personal choice. Their story shows how, even within the most constrained circumstances, individual agency can create new possibilities. Nicholas's evolution is particularly compelling. Raised where violence and dominance are currency, he deliberately chooses a different path with Elena. His restraint shows in waiting for her readiness and intimacy, respecting boundaries, and making unprecedented accommodations. When Elena requests removing Isabel, his cook and former lover, his simple "done" marks a conscious break from mafia traditions of male privilege. Their formal church wedding symbolizes chosen commitment, unlike their earlier necessity-driven elopement. Elena's reflection on Nicholas's flaws demonstrates mature love's capacity to choose someone while fully recognizing their imperfections. Elena's secret assistance to victims of her family's violence represents quiet rebellion. Nicholas's promise of fidelity, extraordinary in a culture where made men routinely keep mistresses, rejects traditional mafia masculinity. Their choices demonstrate how personal agency can exist within rigid systems, suggesting true power lies in making meaningful choices within constraints, choices that gradually reshape seemingly immutable systems. The carousel Nicholas gifts Elena symbolizes their relationship perfectly, a frozen moment where they're simply two people in love, not a made man and mafia princess. Its circular motion reflects their journey of continuously returning to each other despite surrounding chaos. Their relationship creates sanctuaries from family expectations, quiet hours in Nicholas's garage working on classic cars, shared cigarettes and conversations on the balcony, and intimate moments where vulnerability becomes strength. Elena maintains her compassion despite her violent upbringing, her sweetness a conscious choice to preserve humanity. Nicholas, trained in violence and control, discovers gentleness through her. Where he would typically respond with calculated aggression, he feels an overwhelming urge to protect. Their love transforms them, helping them transcend circumstances and inherited traits. When Elena chooses Nicholas over her father's objections, when Nicholas chooses forgiveness over vengeance, they rewrite their predetermined scripts. Their connection proves authentic love can flourish in unlikely soil. In their dangerous world, desire becomes both vulnerability and strength, making them targets but giving them something worth fighting for. By embracing each other completely, they find not just passion, but a love that sees clearly yet chooses anyway, a surrender that feels like victory.